oysters in the woods? That sounds a bit crazy, but this is the time of year for oyster mushrooms. They grow as fan-shaped clusters in a shelf-like arrangement on the trunks of dead hardwood trees. You can find them on logs and dead branches also. The oyster name refers to their shape and color, not their taste. Pale brown on top and white below, these fungi have short, almost non-existent stems. The underside is lined with vertical gills. They are also referred to as abalone or tree mushrooms. These mushrooms belong to a group of wood-decaying fungi that produce what is known as white rot. The fungi produce enzymes that break down the support structure in tree cell. They leave behind wood that has changed texture to white, spongy, moist cellulose. In the process of removing nutrients they need to survive, these fungi speed the decay of the wood. Because they cause rapid decay, oyster mushrooms usually survive only a few years on a dead tree. Oyster mushrooms are one of only a few fungi that fruit in the winter. The recent wet weather provided good growing conditions for these fungi. They have another unusual characteristic. In addition to getting nutrients from digesting wood, they also feed on nematodes, small, slender, worm-like creatures. When nematodes are present, the fungus paralyzes and uses chemicals to digest them. If you venture out in the winter woods, keep a lookout for these unusual oysters of the forest. This has been Nature Notes from the Montour Area Recreation Commission. We hope you will note something new and exciting on your next nature outing.